2. The Cut That Cures.
Not all pain is evil. Sometimes we must pass through greater pain in order to be healed.
The Wizard Businessman.
As night fell, Queen Iomi Silveresta clutched the ramparts of Castle Coorum beside her Farseers, and watched breathlessly as Sir Borenson fled down the mountains blowing his war horn again and again. Iomi had as many endowments of sight and hearing as any Farseer. Each time her children rode over a hilltop, she could see their frightened faces, pale and round in the failing light. But she could not discern what enemy chased them. Her tears at the loss of her husband kept welling up, and though she wiped them away savagely with the sleeve of her cloak, new ones kept filling their place.
"There's something in the woods above them, keeping pace," one Farseer said.
Indeed, whole pine trees shook and swayed on the ridge above, and black shades floated among the branches. Iomi could hear distant bell-like barks, animal calls, but no amount of squinting would reveal the enemy.
"The boys look well,"
the Farseer said, trying to comfort Iomi. The words had little effect. Iomi felt numb with grief at the loss of her husband. She'd always known that this day would come, but it felt far worse than she had expected. "I should not mourn him so," she thought. "I lost him years ago when he became the Earth King, and his duties stripped him from me. I should not mourn him so." But there was an ache deep inside her, an emptiness that she knew could never be filled. She almost felt as if she would collapse. She mentally tried to shove the pain back. The sun was falling, retreating to the far side of the world.